So this weekend, I'm having a birthday party. I don't really know if anyone on this podcast is invited. I mean, coming.
Not invited.
But it's Traitors themed. That's
what
Paul's going to be missing. Paul, are you not watching Traitors?
No, I'm watching it. But no, what
you
does
are.
It mean
yeah, we text about it. So
like, literally every week.
I forget. We text about it when we watch it. It's basically just going to be like, I don't really know what the theme means, to be honest. Everyone keeps asking what they're supposed to dress as. And I'm like, I don't know, just watch the show and pick something to wear. But it's more or less, I think I'm going to pick three traitors, though, like random people at the party. And then I'm going to like have them murder somebody. And then the whole party, you have to like mingle and meet new people. And when you're meeting them, you have to figure out if they're a traitor. But I'm not going to put like a whole thing together. I think it's just kind of like an underlying thing that's happening during the party. But like, it's not the purpose of the party.
What if somebody was to actually get murdered?
Yeah, like what?
I don't have anything to do with that.
Oh, so someone gets murdered at your party where someone was supposed to get fake murdered and you have nothing to do with it.
I feel like that's like an SVU, not SVU because that'd be a sexual, but like I think that's a CSI episode.
It could be an SVU episode too.
Well, depending upon how they got murdered. But Paul, you don't want to come to Philadelphia for my birthday?
Well, judging based on how this conversation just went, the answer is no, because we literally watched the episodes together where we're like 3, 2, 1, pause, 3, 2, 1, play, like as if it is March 2020 we are watching together and you didn't remember that. So two, no. And then also I have a 70th birthday party that I'm going to. So oh my God, that feels like
who?
A little bit more important
who?
Than your
okay,
like
who?
33rd
wait,
and a half.
Wait, Andrew, that is so 32. Fucked up that 32. You didn't invite us to your birthday party.
Oh my God.
I didn't want you to find out. Paul, I told you that in confidence.
Who
sounds like birthday? It's a whites only party.
Who do you know in Ohio that's 70? Don't you only fuck twinks?
No, the 70th birthday party is for a friend and it's actually in New Jersey. It's not.
You're going to be in New
you're
Jersey?
You're skipping over us on my birthday and going to celebrate someone else's birthday?
Yes, because the flights to Newark were $120 and the flights to Philadelphia were $450.
Who is this person? Is like an uncle or an aunt?
She's like basically family at this point. Yeah.
Oh.
It's my friend Sue. I've talked about her on the podcast before,
oh,
but not
Sue.
This version of the podcast. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so I met her Sue. Years ago on a cruise ship and we have just stayed in touch. The first time I ever met her, she looked at me and she said, "Oh my God, I can't believe you're here." And I said, "I can't believe that you're here." And I had no idea what she was talking about. So I just pretended to be her friend for a week. And then afterwards, we just like stayed in touch. We've been friends for 10 years.
Wait.
You have a knack
did
for meeting people
address,
on cruise ships.
Did you ever address that you don't, that you just lied to her?
She claims that we interacted the night before. And that's how. And I
okay,
mean,
what if you hooked up with her?
Okay.
You might have.
Is that the same cruise that you met?
You met your husband on?
That I met my husband on, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same cruise, so yeah.
Wow, so one relationship did survive the cruise.
Sue was actually one of the reasons why Jack and I were ever able to even be together, because I overdrafted on my bank account while I was on the cruise, and I had a notice on my door the last day that I had no money left, and I didn't have a credit card at that time, so I full-blown overdrafted on my bank account. So order to be able to go on my first date with him in New York City, Sue gave me like $200 cash so that I could take the Amtrak home and pay for breakfast with Jack. So she is quite literally the reason that I was married and am now divorced. Actually, she's not the reason for the divorce.
She's not the reason.
So it's
yeah.
her fault.
Leave her alone.
I think you deserve. You owe her. You owe her $200. If I think so.
So like, I don't know what you call someone like that, because to me, it absolutely is family, but it's not like blood family by
any
stretch
of the
imagination.
She's a fairy godmother, literally.
Truly. And like, so her kids are all our age. Well, except for Andrew, but so they're like all our age. Yeah, so she like just got back from this cruise and she was like, "I have all these kids in Philly now." And her daughters were like, "Mom, what the fuck are you talking about?" And then she was like coming and taking trips to Philly and her kids were like, "Where is our mother going?" And then eventually I met them all like, I don't know, 3 months after that. So it was super fun. Yeah,
wow.
I know. So, yeah, that's why I can't go to your shitty birthday party that you can't even plan your theme for.
Well, happy birthday, Sue.
Because I'm having a party that's Traitors themed. I have no idea why it's Traitors themed, but the invite is Traitors themed.
Oh, Lord, not Sue. Oh, baby, not Sue.
I also, it is so interesting, Kirk, that you, I don't know if I can say this, but you created a close friends on your Instagram for the sole purpose of inviting people to your party. Can we please talk about that? Can we please talk about that? I all of a sudden I saw Kirk Wilson, close friends, and I was
Were you scared?
It is 9 a.m. I do not need to see Hole this early in the
day.
That's
so,
what I thought.
Wait, this is actually hilarious. I've never made a close friends list or ever posted close friends, like, you know, the close friends of the green circle, mainly because my theory on that is, if you want to post your naked photos, you post it to the fucking grid, like, let everyone see. If you have the balls to post your balls, I want you to post your fucking balls. So I don't need to fucking make a fucking close friends list and pick which gay people I want to see my taint that day. So,
okay, whoa. Let's take a step back. You know that there are people who use close friends to, like, shit on other people, aka you can use close friends without posting nudes.
AKA Erica. She does that. If you're not her close friend, she's talking about you.
That's literally Erica.
But if a gay man, if you see a green circle on a gay man's face, run, okay? That's not a good sign. And I had never
clicked
done
on it so fast because, like, you've never posted I've never a done close it. Friends before. I know. I was like, one of his parents died or something.
What? That's what I would post to my close friends?
I don't know. It was just so unusual. Like, I know I knew it wasn't going to be a nude.
Okay, but this is also coming from Andrew, who, like, doesn't have a close friend story.
First of all, Andrew doesn't have close friends.
Are you saying he doesn't
friends.
Have friends?
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to go that far.
I don't have to hide anything from anybody.
I don't know, guys. I'm on Andrew's close friends. That's interesting.
Oh,
that you
please.
Are.
Please.
Yeah, but then it's probably just you.
No, that's where he posts all of his QAnon fucking theories. But
the only time I ever use close friends, it's either to post something that I don't want coworkers to see.
Totally.
Or post something that I don't want certain family members to see.
100%.
You want to know? Well, I posted basically to be like, I don't feel like texting everyone to come to my birthday party, so here, this is your invitation.
That is insane.
But I want you to see.
What if people don't log in?
I mean, I texted most people that I give a fuck about, but I just posted for the randos. And also for Erica's point, to remind people, because I didn't, like, make an evite. So I don't know who said yes or no. They probably don't remember. It's, like, not on their calendar if they didn't do it the day I texted them. So it was like a reminder. Erica, it reminded you, didn't it?
Sure.
I think it did.
I'm pretty sure it's the first I heard about it. And I already
yeah,
that is not true. Guys, that is not true. I texted you the picture. Maggie, did I not text that picture in the group chat?
Oh,
I know you texted me. I know you texted me.
But anyway, long story short,
again?
The picture, the invitation I made with the traders, my face all over it.
Oh, you texted it in the group chat because I know you invited me.
Yeah, I invited her. Circling back to the green circle, this is what pops up on my close friends.
What kind of corporate ass is this?
That post, this is what I see in close friends. This is not going to make the pod visually, but it will be... you'll get everyone's reaction. This is what I see on people's close friends when I click on close friends.
Wait, I was just going to say, is it this?
What the hell is that?
No, that is not me.
So, but, full stop. Can we do a visual explainer for everyone?
That's a blowjob.
So,
no, what? It's not.
No, it's
no,
not.
That is someone what? Getting their ass
That's someone getting their ass
I know
ate.
That angle from anywhere.
Yeah,
it's so blurry. I was like, it's somebody going down on somebody.
Okay, so this is
a
guy.
I was like, Andrew really just told on himself right there.
Yeah, literally. This is a guy. So basically every time Andrew asks Cassie to give him a blowjob, she eats his ass.
Oh my God.
Take
Sorry,
that
girl.
Out of there.
Also,
take that
also,
out
happy,
of here.
Also, happy birthday, Cassie. It's her birthday too. We share her March 7th.
Oh my God.
I will say, this is a man that I met out last year. I took him home. I remember my friend who was with me was like saying I was running around saying he was my husband. Clearly, he's not my husband because he's posting on his close friends eating someone else's ass that is not mine. But we haven't seen each other since then. But yeah, that's what people do. So when I see close friends, I'm expecting to see something like this. So a lot of my straight friends will post and I'll see like a recipe for a pie. I'm like, who are you hiding this from? Like, who is not making the close friends list? And why am I? Like, why do you think I want to see your fucking pie recipe?
You know, this is my favorite thing about gay men with close friends, because literally the rest of the world is like, yeah, you know, maybe it's a meme that like, I don't want my family to see you. Or it's like something that like, mentions the fact that I'm a sexual being. Gay men, it's like hole. And it's
it
like,
is literally your colonoscopy. If I see a green hole, you're going to see up my hole. That's all I got to say about that.
Art.
I want to be clear that that's not what mine is used for. Like, at
what
all.
Is yours used for, Paul?
I did have a phase where that was something that I dabbled in. And Then I had to go and like un-add all of you to it. And then I had to add you back once I realized like that was a psychotic break that I was dealing with at that point.
Listen, wait, I don't shame the close friends.
When did this happen?
Well, there have been multiple times. There's been multiple periods. But so, I don't know, like as the divorce was happening, post-divorce, but then also like 2020, girl, like it was rough in there, especially on the It's Paul Warren Instagram account. There were so many gay men who slid into my DMs and I just created a story exclusively for them. So like there was a close friend story that was more about like, I'm going to stop talking.
That's, you know what? You know
I have a
what?
Question. I have a question.
I respect
was,
it.
Was Charles McBride on the close friends list?
No, but I was on his.
Oh. Girl, what did he have on there?
Spicy.
What, was he at Whole Foods that time or was he in Trader Joe's on his close friends?
Oh my God, we're so gonna get
anyway,
called out.
I don't shame people that post naked photos. I just say that if you're gonna post to your close friends, it's fine. I'm fine posting it to Maine. So you'll see what you see with me. Unless my birthday party invite, you only see.
Well, and this is why this makes perfect sense to talk right before we get into the thick of it all, Kirk's birthday.
Not the thick of it.
Into the thick of it. Into the thick of it. Hello, listeners, and welcome to Kirk's Birthday Extravaganza. In honor of Kirk's big day, I decided to read his ass a little bit. So, Kirk,
thank God.
I wrote you a card, but as we all know, you can't read, so I will be reading it for you.
Thank you.
Famously.
Oh, that's good. It's true. Famously. That's it.
Our friendship started largely online, and I hope that's where it remains. Your stature may be small, but your impact on my life has been absolutely tremendous. Being your friend has been the most mentally trying experience of my adult life. But if I'm being honest, the only people on this podcast I couldn't say that about are literally just Maggie and Ariana. So if anything, you're actually not that special. But because it's your birthday, I think it would be a great time for everyone to go around and say one thing about Kirk that they can't stand. Mine is the fact that he talks at 10,000 miles an hour and will look at you confused as to why you can't understand how he started a conversation by talking about his sugaring obsession and then finishing it off as to how he ended up getting his ass ate in a voyeur bathroom.
I think those two things are very similar. One does lead, that seems like the beginning of a story and the end of a story, and very hygienic, if I don't say so myself.
The voyeur bathroom thing is hygienic to you?
No, I haven't been there in a while. But I will say the talking fast, I recently was told in a meeting, I was like speaking at a meeting virtually like this, and someone felt the need to go off mute and be like, oh, you speak really fast. I was like, thank you. Could you do this not in front of like 400 people?
That's crazy that they came off of mute.
They came off mute. They're like, hey, just really, like, you're talking really fast. And I was like, okay, maybe your brain is a little slow.
You did not respond.
No, I didn't say that, but I should have.
I would have been like, HR would have been at your front door.
HR is already at Kirk's front door.
Maggie is HR and fully sick of Kirk.
All right, who's next? Who's next?
Who's next?
I'll go next. I'm saying my favorite thing or my least favorite thing?
The one thing about Kirk that you can't fucking stand.
Oh.
This could be your favorite thing or your least favorite thing.
The one thing about Kirk that I like really can't stand is that he's short. Like I actually cannot stand that.
What?
That is so good.
That's okay.
Because Erica knows we were at dinner when
you
I met Erica.
You can't stand near me, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, because I'm taller than you.
Okay, literally you're not taller than me. There's no way.
You're not.
I was talking to Erica at dinner when we met and I was like, yeah, you know, like Indra and Kirk, mostly Kirk, gives me really tall guy energy. And Erica literally put down her fork and stopped eating and was like, what?
I could see it.
And I was like, well, yeah, like I've never met them in real life. So, like, I don't know. And she was like, Kirk is literally the shortest person on planet Earth. Like, okay, I actually.
That's so crazy. I'm literally not.
So I think that like my least favorite thing about you is that you're short because it just doesn't fit.
I love
but
that.
But also like, yeah.
It no, just I do actually, famously, I do fit a lot of places because I'm short, but. Yeah, I'm short.
I feel like now that if you stood up, you like like the distance to the ceiling would be greater than you taking up the space of the floor. Like I feel like there would like I'm now giving you maybe such short man vibes that like I'm afraid that every room you've ever been in is like too short for you.
Aww.
Or too large for you, I mean.
He's just a baby.
He's just a baby.
Whatever.
Honestly, I love that Kirk is bringing back something that was long forgotten, and I think that's Thumbelina core.
You know, what I do love about me and Paul is Paul genuinely is really tall.
Yeah.
And I, like, next to him, I, like, hate being around him because I feel so short. Like, uncomfortably short.
Well, we know. It's because you're so small for the world.
I don't want to take up too much room. Okay, Andrew?
It's hard to narrow it down. You know, normally I would say you being gay, but, you know,
that's so lame.
I'm okay with Paul being gay. And I, so I'm okay with gay. I'm just not okay with you being gay. But I will say maybe the most hated thing about you is you've never responded to a single nude I've ever sent you.
I didn't think this was how this
I just
want to
understand why. Is it because we're coworkers?
Andrew, if you ever sent me a nude, I would block you so fucking fast.
I would block myself from life.
I just want to put it out there as a blanket statement that please use a different group chat that I'm not in. Start doing that.
We'll get the old group chat fired up.
No comment.
No comment. I actually think that might be the first time Kirk's never speaking in his life.
No comment on that.
Okay, I will genuinely say that the most hated thing about you is no matter what we do with your mic, your voice still clips because you have such a strangely powerful voice. I don't even know.
Yeah, bitch.
Little
try,
man.
Try to silence me again.
Little man, big voice.
Well, thank you, Angie, for the nudes. I'll look at them later. I'll circle back on that later.
I'll circle back on that.
Wow. I agree with everyone. And
it makes sense in this situation.
I know. I literally wrote that.
I got to follow the script.
Kirk doesn't answer Andrew's nudes.
I agree with everyone. I agree with Kirk and not responding to Andrew's news.
All right, I can appreciate that.
Now that we all have highlighted the worst parts of Kirk, let's talk about some of the parts of Kirk that I don't want to say is like good, but the parts of Kirk that we can all really appreciate. And that is to say that on today's surprise episode, Andrew, Maggie, and I will be setting the topic, which means that we are going completely off the cuff. And I literally just want to take a screenshot of Kirk's like confused face.
What is happening? Am I meeting my real parents? Did you get me a husband?
Yes, it's me, mommy. We are all going to discuss something that we know Kirk is passionate about. And so we are all going to choose a topic that Kirk has like spoken to us about in length or ranted about in the group chat. And it is going to be our opportunity to let Kirk be heard because after this episode, I don't want to hear anything but agreeance to what I say for the rest of our podcast career. Okay. Got it? Thank you. So I will start. One thing that Kirk and I have talked about a lot, and Kirk sometimes just like proclaims out of nowhere, is the idea of how we age and what old is something that is completely made up. That you could be 28 and act like you're 21, or you could be 21 and act like you're 50, but it doesn't matter because there is no number to young or old. So my question to the group is, do you think that you are, like, do you think that on the street you are the age, like people would perceive you as your own age? I'm black, so I'm basically 16 for life.
I'll start because this is my birthday. Does that mean like on the street someone would walk past me and like just look at me, not engage with me, just like and
assume? Yeah, because I feel like have you been following the TikTok discourse about how like Gen Z looks older?
Yeah.
Right. And do you know that guy, Jordan the Stallion? That like fine ass black guy with the voice.
And someone, he did a video with I forget. Some celebrity was in the video with him. An older guy. Yeah.
Is he the guy that like does the come here stick?
Yeah.
He's like in the mirror. I know he's in the mirror. I think a lot.
Yeah.
I think I'm on a different TikTok than you people.
Clearly one without any fine ass black men.
Mm-hmm. Raises.
But yeah, he's 26. And like, if for those of us who have seen him, he looks in his 30s.
He looks like seasoned 30s. And that's not an insult. He just like looks, it's the same thing as, Jalen Hurts, who plays our quarterback for the Eagles, but I think he's pretty well known nationally. He like, to me, gives off like 35. The man is 25. And it's no dig to like what he looks like. It's just like how they present it. Like that this guy, same thing on TikTok, he presents himself as like 35, like a solid, like, I know who I am. I'm in my mid 30s.
Right.
But like, I don't think he looks old, quote unquote. So I would say that I think if you walk past me on the street, I think I pass as 30, too. And
how old are you?
I'll be 32 on this episode.
Yeah, when it drops.
But I think sometimes people ask, like, I was at the gym recently and I told them I was 31. They're like, oh, I thought you were like 26. I was like, wow. But like, to me, I'm like, what does that mean? I I'm trying to think of people I know that are 26 and like, they don't, I feel like they do look like me.
That's what gets me.
I don't know. It's confusing. Like 21, sure, that's wildly different than 31. But like 26,
You're 32?
Yeah.
Girl, I know. Are you sure?
What'd you think? I was 42?
I kind of thought you were like turning 40.
Okay, what?
Is this real?
If I'm still doing this when I'm 40, shoot me in the fucking face.
Kirk!
If I'm still doing this without any income from it,
come yeah, shoot honestly, me in the face. No. If I'm doing this time next year without any income, you can shoot me in the fucking face.
I think people aren't shocked when I say my age, but sometimes, like when I turned 32 years ago, people were like, wow, I thought you were like 25. I'm like, okay, that's. What is really the difference? I mean, there is a difference, but I don't think I can pass as 21. Maybe if I shave my beard, I don't know. But I think I look pretty much late 20s, early 30s. But Baggy said I'm 39, so I don't know.
Yeah, you're 42. Happy birthday.
I'm kind of excited. I think 40 is going to be my decade. That just gives me a pass to do whatever I want for the next 8 years.
Yeah, I'm like, girl, you're barely in 30. Like you are, you whispered into 30.
I whispered, what? Okay, Andrew, what do you think that you are?
I think people perceive me as my age.
52.
Just out on the street, like middle 30s.
147 years
old. Yeah, I think you do. I think sometimes, I don't know, sometimes I'll see a picture of you. I'm like, oh, like, Andrew looks so young. But I wonder if that's because in my mind, I think you're 93. So I'm like, oh, like, he actually is 34.
Better than he actually looks like. I think at work, people probably perceive me as younger.
That's a thing, I think, until you're like, depending upon where you work, like we work at similar-ish types of styles of company. And I think there's a lot of older, quote unquote, people. So I still like there are people at work who call me like, oh, you're such like the baby. And I'm like, OK, I'm not like 21 like or 23 coming out of college. Like I've been, you know what I mean? Like, but people in their like 50s or 60s still look at people in their 30s, I think, in the workforce as very young.
Definitely. But I even feel it from the older millennials and like the youngest Gen X people, where I feel like they kind of separate themselves out. But also I think it's sort of like the syndrome you have with like a little sibling or like a younger cousin where you always view them as like 12. I've been working there for over 8 years now, and a lot of the same people have been there for the same length of time or even earlier. So people who were managers when I first got hired are now directors and VPs. And I think that just kind of makes them sort of perceive me as younger at work than I am.
Yeah. Maggie, I feel like you look like very much your age.
I've always been given older, though, the second I start talking.
I think you present older in how you will speak, but also you're just like your mannerisms and how you hold yourself.
Also like a old woman at heart a little bit. Like, I feel like I'm an old person sometimes. Like, as much as I like am social, I like also really like me time. And like, I sometimes like act a little old woman-y. I think what also contributes to like the whole age thing is like, I work in a field that's really young.
Yeah.
Like, working in politics is incredibly young.
Yeah.
Well, so, unless like, you're the president.
That is something I've noticed and is very strange. Like, I don't feel like a company like the one I work for is particularly young. I think we have a good mix of people. Obviously, a lot of new hires are younger people out of school, but we have a lot of people who've been there for a long time. And of course, you know, our upper management is in their 60s. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed it from like consulting groups that we work with. Everybody is super young. You know, you've got somebody who's like 24 years old telling a bunch of VPs in their early 50s what to do or presenting a deck or something. And I think that's the same kind of thing with politics, probably because you need that energy or you burn out.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason everybody is so young in politics is literally because there's such high burnout, and that, like, you know, especially in campaign world, like, you literally can't do the job. You can't be willing to move across the country at a like hat's drop. If you have kids or you're married, or you have to think about somebody else. Like, so it's always young people. And so, like, your candidate could be like 30, 40 years older than you. And you could technically be like, I mean, if you're a campaign director, you're a digital director, you're in charge of them.
Yeah.
Like, technically, as much as the candidate is like your boss, you're still dictating everything. You're running the show.
Just like Olivia Pope.
I literally need to be Olivia Pope one day. That is like my dream.
Please fuck the president if he's hot. Or she.
Or she.
We had a whole discussion today in our group chat about who were the hottest governors and are they going to run for president at some point. And we found out some things that would get Maggie fired.
I'm so glad we're saying that out loud. Yeah, there are some attractive politicians in the world. I'll just say that. But
okay, I don't know. Listen, this is, I have a thought. I think, for example, like, I think Josh Shapiro is hot. But like, if Josh Shapiro wasn't in politics, I wouldn't think he's hot. I think there's like a different bar of hotness in politics.
You're attracted to his power.
No, I mean, sure.
It's like being attracted to the Office Five.
Or or like someone on an airplane.
I'm saying when you're, you know, like the hot person at work is usually not the hottest person you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, I agree. Yeah. But same thing, I get Erica, probably same thing for you. There's only so many people on an airplane, so someone has to be hot.
Yeah, it's like, because it's also like, I could be in a situation with this person where like we're sitting next to each other.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, give me the hot one.
Like, if Josh Shapiro worked with him, and I think in like a corporate setting, I'd still think he's hot, but like in theory, he's not.
Like, if I saw him at a bar, he's getting curved 10 times out of 9.
Yeah. Like, if I saw Donald Trump at a bar, I would. But if I see him in the White House, I might do a little.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Monica.
You let him grab you by the bussy?
I might.
Not the bussy.
Anyway, so I think we all look how old we are, kind of. But I think we can do things to make ourselves look younger. But I do think to you, or older. But to your point, Erica, around the Gen Z thing, I think that's just karma, bitch.
Eat him up.
Well, I will also add that when I went to college, a lot of people didn't think I was a freshman. And I actually thought a lot of people thought I was older. And I actually thought a lot of that was because of like also where I grew up, like because I grew up in a city and not like the suburbs. Like, it felt like it hardened me. I was like more hardcore than them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maggie, you're a real hard bitch.
I'm Wait, what do we think about Paul? Do we think Paul looks older or younger?
I think Paul, you know what? I can't wait for Paul to listen to this. I actually think that Paul looks younger now than he did before.
Oh my God. No, when I see photos of Paul, I'm like, whoa. I feel like he looked so much younger before. He looks older.
Really?
Now.
I feel like
he seems some shit.
Maybe it's because he seems like more refreshed now. And I've also seen more of Paul like in person too, which makes a difference. But like, I feel like Paul seems more like refreshed and younger.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Than he did when he was probably stressed going through a fucking divorce. So, sorry, Paul. Sorry you didn't age great. Not sorry that you aged beautifully out of your divorce, you little flower.
So, basically, if I had to rank everybody's age,
what does
Kirk
that mean?
Would be the oldest.
Okay.
Crazy.
Andrew.
Did anyone ask for this?
No. Because it's Kirk's birthday. I'm pretending I'm Kirk.
Fuck you.
AKA, I'm giving things that are unnecessary and not asked for.
I like that.
Kirk would be the oldest. Andrew would be the second oldest. Paul, then Erica, then me.
I'm baby. Second baby.
We're babies.
Okay.
Second baby. I mean,
that literally makes no sense, but sure.
It makes perfect sense in my brain. And I actually think like everybody would agree with me.
And if you don't, go fuck yourself.
Well, you should poll because they're always accurate.
Also, I want to take a moment to address the fact that like we've all known Kirk for several years. Well, Maggie hasn't, lucky you, but No one has ever addressed that, like, Kurt can sing. It's so funny to me.
It's an unsung. We could.
What? We can.
I don't know what I was going to do. I was going to try and do something there, but I lost my train of thought. One day, me and Erica will have our duo, and it'll be.
Should you sing?
I don't know what we're going to call ourselves, but
sing
something.
Me something.
Not Ebony and Ivory, because that's been done.
Yeah, that's, like, so overplayed.
But maybe I'll be Ebony and she'll be Ivory.
No, Kurt, please.
That's how we'll get our first deal.
By being problematic.
What's the next topic?
Half an Oreo on the pavement.
Is there a duo of a white man and a black woman?
Yeah, Swayze, that the band that did "Whenever You Be My Corona and Lime."
Oh, there's a woman in that.
Oh, you said a woman.
Yeah, a woman.
Oh, because I was going to say Run the Jewels, too, which, like, white guys, Andrew, love Run the Jewels, because it's, like, rap for, like, white people. I love it. I pull my penis out and I
piss on their shoes in public. Eminem?
No. Run the Jewels is for, like, disenfranchised white guy. Like, the guys who, Andrew.
What about the 9/11 band that Andrew loves?
Oh, Limp Bizkit? Yeah. That's all white dudes.
Keep on rolling, baby.
Yeah, there's no black women in Limp Bizkit.
Could you imagine? Let me be the black woman
at Limp
Bizkit.
That'd be so funny. Okay, well, next topic.
Maggie, you and Kirk have a lot in common.
Oh, no.
So,
do we?
Of all the things that you and our dear Kirk have chit-chatted about, what's your favorite thing that you want to chit-chatty about?
I like that.
I know. I kind of ate.
Chatty about.
That was kind of crazy. Have we chatted about a lot of things? I mostly ignore Kirk in the group chat. Okay. No, let's get into the Taylor Swift of it all.
Okay, we could do every episode on Taylor Swift.
I know we can, Kirk. You and me. Kirk, do you want to kick us off?
What should we say? I mean, I feel like we've said so much about her on this podcast. She's taken up a lot of space. But,
I feel like it is kind of feels like a hot situation that it's only Kirk and I who are really fans. Erica's just kind of like, Andrew.
I'm actually prepared to stir the pot.
Cool. Oh. Should we talk about what I could just, since it's my birthday, we can talk about, like, I used to be, like, growing up when she was in high school.
You guys aren't far from age.
Yeah, she's 2 years older. But I'm saying, like, when I was in high school, I don't know how, when she was, like, getting popular, I feel like that was my high school time and late grade school, early high school. And I didn't like her.
1800s?
Like, I was very, like, I don't like her. And then I didn't like her, still didn't like her in college. Hated Red. I remember Red coming out and I hated it. Oh, I knew you were in trouble. I hated all of it. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. And then 1989 tour was her first stadium tour, I believe. And my friends were going. I didn't buy tickets. They bought floor seats for $250. Like, that's such a waste of money. And someone couldn't go. And I took their ticket for free. And I went and I, like, fully fell in love with her. Like, literally, like, I've never gone to a concert like with someone I didn't like at all and then really enjoy the person. So I left 1989 like being like a fan because of her show. Because I remember she after she did Clean on the piano, she like was flying in the sky in this like chariot type thing. And she gave this like a 37 million hour speech about like something powerful, probably depression. And I was like crying about it, even though it was meant for like a 12-year-old girl. And I was fully like a 22-year-old man. And then I fell in love with her after that.
Wow. I kind of love that you fell into her fandom literally by chance.
I just like that I fell in by like seeing someone live. I like when someone live can change your perspective.
You know what? I completely agree with that because there are some artists, like I was always kind of... And this was when Jordan Sparks was way bigger than she is now.
Oh my God, I love her.
But I used to be pretty meh about her. And then I heard her, I watched her perform live. And I was just like, oh my God, like she is so talented. Her and Florence and the Machine.
Oh, I love Florence and the Machine.
How could you be like eh about Jordan Sparks after she wrote the song No Air?
Okay, do we know if she wrote the song first off? But...
That is one of the best songs on this planet.
I'm gonna say it. I always felt, and like, I don't like this man, so this is not me saying like I'm a fan. I always thought like Chris Brown low-key ate her up in that
he
one,
did
so.
But I was gonna say Maggie seems to be a Chris Brown apologist based upon her choice of song there.
I literally just said Jordan Sparks. I didn't even mention
I'm kidding
Chris
I
Brown.
Am
you
a Chris
brought
Brown
it
apologist
up.
Actually and I will can talk about that for 20 minutes as well.
No,
I'm not actually, but I still like, that's one thing I really couldn't let go of. Like, I still listen to Chris Brown. Sorry, world.
It's not world.
But I do. Okay. I've apologized
to Rihanna.
Yeah, but you know what? Rihanna did a song with him after, and the song was called Nobody's Business. So it ain't my business.
And nobody's business.
Like, my business is mine. Chris Brown also, like, I used to, like, fully masturbate to his own music video. Take You Down. So he's a special place in my pants. I mean, heart.
Oh.
He sucks. He does suck. But I like his voice.
I have an important question.
What?
Kirk, did you know you were gay before or after you went to the Taylor Swift concert?
Before. But I wasn't out of the closet, I don't think. Actually, now that I think about it. I had come out of the closet that year. Maybe Taylor Swift brought me out of the closet.
I think that's actually where I was going with
You know, do you remember the 1989 tour? Did you go to it, Maggie?
No.
But you remember, like, the fanfare. That was, like, her first tour where it was, like, every night she brought out, like, a new person. Like, yeah. For style, she brought, like, a celebrity on the catwalk. And then she also brought out, like, a special artist and did one of their songs. And so I feel like fans were, like, every night on Twitter or whatever looking to see what she was going to do. And at my top, she brought out. The band she brought out was like, I completely forget. I think they sang that song, The Cool Kids. I think that I should be like the cool kids. I forget who that is. But then she brought out someone to walk the catwalk, and mine was Cara Delevingne. And then another woman, and we were on the floor, like far away on the floor. You couldn't really see who it was. And I'm very intoxicated at this time. And it was the week after Caitlyn Jenner had been on the cover of Vogue, Met or Vanity Fair. And I was screaming, oh my God, it's Caitlyn Jenner. And everyone around me believed me. And it was Mariska Hargitay.
Oh. Kirk.
But I truly genuinely thought it was Caitlyn Jenner.
You started the rumor that it was Caitlyn Jenner?
No, yeah, but it was just the woman from SVU, which I guess Caitlyn could be on too.
She certainly was on her own episode when she ran over and killed someone.
Caitlyn Jenner to me is just like, she doesn't get any pass for me as a trans person. Like, she just fucking sucks, you know? So I will say whatever I want about that bitch. Okay.
It's true.
You know, she does deserve it.
Yeah.
Fuck her.
Fuck her. And the person she killed in her car.
Well, don't fuck them. They deserve.
Oh, no. Right. Yeah. No.
I was like, wait, I mean, what?
Fuck her for killing someone. And there's not just forgetting much left
about to fuck at this point.
Oh, my God.
Andrew.
Wow.
Anyway. Yeah. So Taylor Swift, how did we get to where we just got to?
And see, this is why. What did I say before?
Speaking of SVU, do you remember that episode where there was like twin sisters, or was like two kids? This is the only one I remember as a kid. Is there was like twins and there were sisters, I think, but they.
Wait. They would have hold on, hold on. Twins. Yeah. I was like, are they twins?
Well, you can be twins and be a boy and a girl.
Oh, I understand what you're saying.
Okay, guys. What? That was crazy.
The way that
I was just trying to calculate what you said.
They weren't identical. They were just twins. But I think one was born male, but then they ended up being female. And this is probably now such a problematic episode. I got to go watch it because this was like early 2000s. It probably is so fucked up now how they did it. But it was probably so like transphobic in a way. But it was all about the female wasn't, or the male is now female and they didn't know. And then. The logic made no sense where it was like it made no sense. But anyway, long story short, it was about twins that like one actually was a male, but they had surgically changed them into a female when they were a baby.
Oh.
And I forget like the whole like sex crime of it all, but probably like wasn't actually a crime now looking back on it.
I got my ears pierced when I was a baby.
Okay, what?
So did I. And they pierced too high up on my lobe, so I can't wear certain earrings.
Oh.
I know.
Anyway. Taylor Swift. Okay, we'll end it on, Maggie. What's your favorite Taylor Swift album?
Oh, my favorite album is probably...
Okay, hold on. Sonically, what's your favorite album? And then what's your favorite era? Because those can be two different things.
Wait, what the fuck is the difference? Hold on. Can someone explain to me what the fuck these eras are?
Well, everyone has an era, but her eras are just based upon her albums. So it's like the Folklore era. But like, I might have loved the Folklore era as what it was, but that might not be my favorite album.
You also have to like... No, you also have to... Well, a lot of it is rooted in like things she's gone through. Like... If honestly, like low-key, watch the documentary on Netflix because it actually is very eye-opening about like all the things like she's actually gone through, like originally being a country artist and then that, you know, the public telling her that when she started moving to pop, she wasn't, you know, pop enough, but she was too little country. Yeah. So like that transition for her. And then like, you know, as she started to gain like actual fandom and then like the whole Kanye West of it all. And then, her starting to get involved in politics and then her being canceled because of that. And like, so a lot of her like albums reflect eras in her life. And so like, you might like resonate with like an era of hers, but you might not like that album. Like those songs.
I saw Andrew's eyes glazing over during
my
that.
My brain is still not computing.
But anyway, my favorite album, I think, like right now that I would love to listen to like constantly is Evermore. But
that is such a hot take.
I love it. But my favorite like era is Reputation.
Is that the one where she has the braid?
Evermore was the second pandemic album, yeah.
With a braid. Yeah. All I remember is white bitches were too, like taking pictures of themselves like and Taylor Swift. It's like your hair is braided. No, they and it's have. Not a good braid.
Yeah, I mean she's a white woman, of course, her braids probably suck. But she but Evermore
the thing is, okay, so like I love the Reputation album, but like I want her to release it. So like
I actually think Reputation production wise is also like very good.
Yeah.
Like it's fun to listen to like in your car super loud.
But also like I love Midnights. So
yeah.
I know your take on that.
No, I do like it. I just don't think it's that incredible, but well, anyway, we have a new one coming out in a month, less than a month. Andrew, can't wait for you to buy it.
I actually have a very hot take about Taylor Swift, which I feel like you might not like, Kirk.
That's okay.
Whoa.
I actually don't feel like she is the most incredible singer in the world.
That's not a hot take at all. She's a fine singer. I don't even know if I would say she's a fine singer.
I don't really think, like, when I was watching her.
That's
not a hot
take. That's like a.
Okay, when I was watching her. Well, people who, like, defend Taylor Swift get so weird if you critique her.
Because you can't She wouldn't say, I'm sure we could find a clip of her somewhere saying she's not the strongest singer.
She's not. She's just not the strongest singer. But her capabilities as a music writer and like her concept of like how to translate her life into writing songs and stuff like that. Like, yeah, she's a genius.
I will say her voice, because I've seen her a few times now, but that's probably the reason I didn't like her as a kid was because I'm like, she's not a good singer. Because if you go back and watch her in like her like teenage years, she really actually sounds terrible, like genuinely terrible in live performances. But seeing her live a few times, her voice is very strong now. It's just not, it's still just like her voice is what it is and what it will always be. It's not like some crazy, like, I'm going to sit there and like listen to a pure like voice.
But I also don't think she's ever come out and tried to be like, I am giving the best singer in the world.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she's ever tried to claim that.
She's not a dancer either. There was a clip on Twitter that was like, I can't believe people are paying money to see this bitch. And she's literally, it honestly looks crazy. But that's not why you're paying for it. Like, it's just, I can't describe it. It's an experience.
Okay, we have to change topics before we actually put Andrew to sleep.
Into a new era.
I'm losing my mind.
Literally watching Andrew completely power down was everything to me.
Okay, Chad, Brad, and Tad, or Dad.
Well, that was Swift. It's the fact
I'm so mad. I'm so mad.
Oh, that was so good. Andrew, I know that you and Kirk are quite literally opposite sides of the spectrum, but both equally on the spectrum.
We actually met through Love on the Spectrum. I don't know if you knew that.
I would literally pay money for Andrew to go on the show Love is Blind.
What?
Oh. I would.
Oh, okay.
Pay money.
Could you imagine though?
Woo. Oh man.
I just imagine you're like falling in love with this man and then it's just Andrew.
My love on the
spectrum. I think the funniest part would be him like sitting in that room, like talking to the wall, journaling. Like I would pee my pants.
First of all, I think it would honestly be the most ideal way for Andrew to date if he ever did leave Cassie, because no way he's going up to any woman in a bar.
Him leaving Cassie? What do you mean Cassie leaving him?
Yes,
Andrew has to leave. He's the tenant. Like what?
Move out.
I would love to see. I've heard Love is Blind this season is incredible. Is anyone watching it?
It's real. I've only watched like the first half of the season, and I don't have Netflix, so I have to wait till someone else with Netflix invites me over.
Okay. It's $7.
I literally don't watch enough of anything to justify me paying for it.
Erica, I'll give you my login.
Oh, slay. Thank you.
Okay, Andrew, what do you want to talk about? It's just you and me.
Well, I have a topic, but I want to hear what Erica came up with first. Just for curiosity's sake.
I literally wrote one thing and one thing only.
I'm so afraid.
And it's just Kirk's back.
Wait, I don't get it.
Okay, well, should we tell you that story, Maggie? I guess we should tell it.
This is deep pod lore. One horrible night, we were all the drunkest we should have ever could have been.
This was, like
this was like 2020, probably maybe 2021, but maybe late 2020. It was like, yeah.
I was
No, it's definitely 2021 because we knew each other a little better. I don't think I would have been sending pictures like this in 2020.
Yeah, I hope not.
I like barely knew you guys then.
But for reasons unknown, probably Paul started it. As a matter of fact, because he can't defend himself, Paul started it. Everyone sent, not a nude, no genitals were shown.
Oh, this night. This night.
I want to point out that what I sent was not a nude at all. Like, I don't even really remember.
I didn't send a nude. It was my back.
Yeah. I think Paul sent the most vulgar one.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, he was just like, yeah.
I'm thinking about this. I think it's kind of, I'm going to do this with my other friends. I think sending nudes to your friends is fun.
I mean,
in the context that we did, just like everyone send one nude and then everyone leave.
Kirk, just to clarify something, we're not friends, so don't.
Well, I wasn't asking to send you a nude.
I'm just clarifying before we get off the episode so that you know what is okay and what isn't.
Shut the fuck up.
But that is to say that Andrew was enamored as he gazed upon the dimples in Kirk's ripped back.
It's not even that great, but yeah, he was. Okay, so we could talk about that, Andrew, or we could not.
I want to know what Andrew's topic is.
Well, I think I want to know this just in general from people. I don't understand reality television. And I know you love it. So I just want to talk about that.
Come to us, child.
So listen, I think I like reality. I think Paul likes reality more than I do. And I have friends that would probably, like Paul's one of them, my friend, a few other friends that like reality TV more than me. I like really like reality TV competition related shows that have the reality TV aspect of drama. So not just like a strict, like American Gladiator, I don't watch that, but like things that have like competition mixed with like drama and like, you know, emotions and relations, but there's like a goal.
Social game
it's going to end. Like it's not just, so I only watch like a few Housewives, but like I really like Survivor and Traitors and stuff like that, where there's tension and fun, like something's happening every time. It's not just like filming people to film them. But I think the idea of reality TV overall is just, we're so inundated with it now that it's become what everyone watches. Like, I don't know if it's necessarily a bad thing or a good thing.
I do remember when it was first new and people were freaking out like, oh, this is the death of culture. This is like the worst thing that's ever happened to humanity. And maybe, but
I do feel like people give it, like, go way harder for it than they need to. Like, when they, like, bash reality TV, it's like,
yeah,
of all the things, like, it's fun. I think it's fun to have something where you can have discourse with strangers.
Yeah.
Like, I am in not Facebook groups relating to, like, Love is Blind, for example, but Facebook groups where people will be like, who's watching, like, who just watched this episode of Love is Blind? Like, I need to talk to it. I need to talk about it with someone. And then two strangers who never would have a conversation are now having a conversation with each other.
Yeah.
You can, like, build a little community.
Community.
So growing up, on Sundays, if we finished all our homework, we were allowed to watch 60 Minutes with dinner.
That's crazy.
And then...
What? I'm not going to lie. I love 60 Minutes, by the way. But that's crazy.
And then The Amazing Race was our like reality TV like show, basically, as like growing up, because we just loved it. And like, I didn't really realize that it was reality TV, though, until like way later. Like, it didn't resonate to me that it was any different from any normal TV show.
You thought,
like,
it was
the concept of it being reality TV, like, didn't like resonate with me. Whereas, like, I feel like now, you know, Housewives, Bachelor, Bachelorette, like, those shows, when I identify them as reality TV, I don't gravitate towards them as much, like, just personally. But like, there was something about something like The Amazing Race, and like, I loved watching X Factor and like The Voice.
Yeah.
Those partially have some reality TV aspects in them.
Yeah. But I don't, there's a competition to it. Like, I think, I like that aspect too, but I think, what was the first reality? Was Real World the first like reality TV show of that type of nature, of just being reality to be reality? I forget. I mean, the early 2000s.
It's like, to me, the Kardashians were the first ones.
But they were like, but Real World was around before that. But I don't know. I think people just like it. I don't know what to say.
People
I don't
think like to disassociate from their own lives and know that like somebody else's life is more insane.
But like in reality, what's the difference between reality TV? I know the difference, but like the difference in like the idea of it being like bad junk or whatever you want to call it, than like a soap opera or like a drama.
True.
Like I think, like I mean, certain television shows and movies, obviously, there's like they're moving and there's a reason for them, but like. That can happen in reality TV sometimes. These women on The Housewives really do move me sometimes.
Oh, ah, the ghetto.
Oh God.
I do feel like, I don't know. It's also, it's nice to like have heroes and villains and like people to root for, but like it's real life in that like you are actually putting something behind real people, but it's also low stakes in that like, yeah. So what if like these two housewives aren't getting along? Like it's not a big deal, but it's so harmless that like you can just like go ride or die for it.
Harmless? Didn't multiple housewives go to prison?
Okay, for white collar crimes, it's literally fine. As a matter of fact, this podcast endorses white collar crimes. Defrauding the federal government of your taxes.
I live in a place that's taxation without representation, so you ain't got to tell me.
Period.
Isn't that the Tea Party?
Oh my God. What happened? Are they? Anyone know if they're still?
No, the Tea Party?
They're MAGA Republicans now.
So returned as MAGA.
Yeah.
I miss the Tea Party. Like, wait, I used to think that was.
Oh, we were
like,
never really around for it, I don't think.
Can we go back to Andrew saying that the Tea Party dissolved and became MAGA?
They did.
They did.
I know, but that was just so funny.
It's the truth.
I personally miss 2008 politics. Everything felt so much more explosive to my tiny little eighth grade brain.
I miss Sarah Palin.
Oh my God. I can see Russia from here.
Let him duke it out and let all us sort it out.
Queen.
Honestly, like, think about that being our most insane politician at that time.
It was. That's crazy.
So quaint.
She was so quaint.
I know I brought this up on a different episode, but she was on Masked Singer last year.
Yeah.
I did forget about that.
I love this country sometimes.
God like, bless
that's
America.
One of those moments when
I'm
I love
proud to be an American.
And I wish she was around. What is she up to other than the Masked Singer?
Sarah Palin?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Remember Tina Fey playing her was just like a cultural moment on SNL.
Oh my God, such a cultural moment. It's also when SNL didn't suck.
Yeah.
I know. I
like some parts
of it. I
didn't
hate last week. I thought last week had some good ones.
Who hosted?
IO.
No, that was 2 weeks ago. Or this was that this week? Like Saturday?
I might be behind with when I watch.
No,
I don't watch them live, so.
Well, at this point, it's like 6 weeks ago, but yeah.
Yeah.
IO, our favorite Irish actress.
Our Irish queen.
Go shawty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Cardi like it's your birthday.
All right, friends, we're gonna wrap this up with a little kumbaya moment because we have spent a good chunk of this episode absolutely shitting on Kirk because, well, it's easy. And
he is so close to the ground. You don't have to squat too far.
He loves good. A little dump on his chest.
Okay, what am I, Odell Beckham? Get out of here, I don't like that.
Wow, that
remember
was
he
good.
Liked that?
Yeah, that was good.
We don't
that
know if that's
really
true.
Good.
He's dating Kim Kardashian, apparently.
Wait, and
let
what?
Me say, if someone's going to poop on me, make it that ass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Erica, where are you taking this to?
I am taking this to a warm place.
Ooh.
Where we all say something that we appreciate about Kirk. So I will start.
Snooze.
Get the fuck out of here. I could say something real fucking mean about
no,
you
say something
and
nice.
Put it on the internet, bitch.
Nice.
Yeah, that's
internet.
What I thought.
The internet.
Take a seat. The internet. Beyonce's internet. Kirk, I feel like you, as someone who suffers through chronic pain, have had all the reason in the world to have a negative outlook on life. Hold on.
Girl, are you going to cry?
No.
I thought you were going to say to find their 13th reason.
No, I was just feeling congested. Because
That's
whenever,
ironic.
That's what happens. I know, whenever I talk about Kirk. But even with that, you not only have like a generally positive outlook, but like you...
generally.
Shut up. What the fuck is that background noise?
Sorry, I think there's a motorcycle outside my window.
Girl, that sounds like a lawnmower.
Kirk, you have all the reason to have a negative outlook on life. And that being that you're short and gay with a chronic pain. But not only do you have a generally positive outlook on life, but you very much are passionate in ensuring that others also maintain a positive outlook in life. And when most people would just kind of blindly commiserate, you try to find something positive or you try to turn it around. And I think, especially in the world that we live in, it's very easy to just say everything's bad and I'm depressed, even though Kirk doesn't believe it. I was going to say,
so finally you agree there's no such thing as depression.
But you really put in the time and the work and effort to be positive and spread that positivity.
Girl, first I'm negative, so stop telling people I'm positive.
Oh, so sweet, Erica.
I'm kidding. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. Seriously.
I thought that was really sweet.
That was really sweet.
It's important to know that Erica really meant that from the bottom of her ass.
Mm-hmm. This fat, juicy ass.
Well, I'll take it. Thank you. All right, who's next? I'm just sitting here waiting.
I back up what Erica says, but also add that I am continuously amazed by the amount of energy you do have, even for somebody who has chronic health issues, because your ability to like do it all, no matter what, is kind of stunning in a way. And as an extreme introvert, I do enjoy hanging out with you because I can kind of like let you go in a social situation. I feel like I don't have to put in so much effort.
Aww.
Thank you.
That was also really romantic.
That was really kind.
Should we leave? Should we give you guys a room?
Thank Ooh,
you,
you
should
Andrew.
Kiss.
That was nice.
Now kiss.
That engine that we heard is actually Andrew outside of Kirk's apartment.
Yep.
I let down my hair. Because we know you won't.
Wow.
Oh, no. Do I have to go now?
Is Paul going to call in for this part?
No.
He actually heard what the episode topic was and ran.
And he blocked us.
The other way. I have to be nice? Oh, my God.
Force it out. You have to be nice.
You can lie.
Or you can just be honest.
Well, I think one of the most important things that Kirk is he's understanding. Because when I first joined the podcast, I was not supposed to be recording. And Kirk actually said that his favorite thing about me when I joined the podcast was that I was not recording because I wasn't going to take time away from him speaking. And
here we are.
You know, I think it's really key that Kirk is just honest. And when I started recording, he slowly began to understand that if he talked over me, then it would be as just as though I was there. I wasn't there. So I just think all in all, it really is nice that Kirk stays honest and is understanding and has solutions to his own problems.
Kirk hates Maggie.
No, but actually, I love Kirk because he's so funny. He actually does keep me laughing.
Oh, I love you, Mags. MAGA. I was going to call you MAGA in our group chat.
Yeah, you wanted to nickname me MAGA for a while. That was something you did want to do. You genuinely asked if you could do it.
It stands for Make Andrew Gay Again. Because that one night wasn't enough.
You always keep me guessing about what's going to come out of your mouth. And I always do appreciate that you have a story for like literally everything.
Yeah.
Your ghost story does live in my brain rent free though. So
wait, the one about the ghost dog?
The ghost dick.
No. Oh God.
Yeah. When your roommate sexually assaulted you and blamed it on a ghost.
That story lives in my brain, literally rent free.
That is crazy. I forgot how that.
I think about that. Like, I wake up in the morning and I like go through my to-do list. You know, my post-its. See my post-its.
And that's
honest. And then I think about that story.
Think about Kirk's ghost. Oh my God, that is crazy. I wonder if in some states you could get an abortion from that.
Not Alabama.
The giant actors.
But yeah, so for those reasons, I do like Kirk.
Thank you.
Wow.
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 I think we've all learned a lot about Kirk today.
Is my mom calling in? No.
Could you imagine? Yeah. So we did reach out to your family and they said no comment.
They actually said what if no you're comment. Like,
now coming in is this medium we hired and Kirk has something to say.
When's her birthday? I want to do an Aunt Kirk episode.
December 18th. We could do like a, isn't that Pearl Harbor? Wow. I think she was born on Pearl Harbor.
The fact that you know Pearl Harbor. On the
isn't it December 18th? I don't know. You know those memes that are like, so-and-so died 8th. On this day, and then something happened on the same day, and they were born? You ever see those?
Yeah.
It's like Pearl Harbor and Aunt Kirk was born.
Yeah, Pearl Harbor, the attack on Pearl Harbor was the 7th.
Oh, okay, never mind. I knew it was December, though. Whoopsie doopsie.
Right month.
Yeah, wrong day. Kirk, what's your sign?
Pisces. We're in Pisces season pistis. Right now.
Do Pisces and Scorpios get along?
I don't know that enough. And I don't know, like, in depth, like, what gets along with what. Erica,
they're both
better,
water signs, but Scorpios are a little bit more intense and Pisces
are more like floaty.
Yes.
Watery.
Of all the things to describe you as, floaty and not intense would not be the words I would use.
But I am wet.
Oh.
And I quit.
And I'm bone dry.
There's no game?
I'm sorry. Did you want a game?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I will say that I started to think up of a game of like, who said it? And it was just going to be problematic quotes and opinions.
Wait, that's funny.
Because I do have funny. A list of things that Kirk has said that have what? Been, or like just, I don't have like direct quotes, but I have things that Kirk has said that have just been like kind of problematic. But mainly it's a depression thing.
Okay, we're not just going to go through this. If we're not going to do the game, we're not just going to run through things I've said that are problematic. Thank you for your time today. And
why
I'm off.
Not?
No, but literally everything I had, I was like, I don't want this to like.
You should have done it. Just did Kirk or Donald Trump say this?
Well, it was just like, I didn't know if it was going to be like, would Kirk be okay with that kind of thing?
Yeah, well.
Which I guess I could have asked, but I didn't.
I would have. That's okay. Next time.
Next time? We're not having this episode again.
Well, for someone else's birthday, we could do that. Did Kirk or this person say that? It's just all me. All right. Well, thank you guys for this beautiful birthday blessing. I feel great.
Are you going to listen to this on your birthday?
Yeah, I'm going to probably listen to it and cry. And then on my 30th birthday, my friends gave me like a video that you guys, Andrew Narker, you were in it. It was really sweet. They surprised me with this video. And I'm going to watch that and masturbate to it.
Oh. But only the part with Andrew in it?
Let's wrap it up because I have to piss.
Oh, okay. Actually, like, is that my present, girl?
You know what? Can we use that sound clip for another episode, though? I kind of like that. Let's wrap this up. I gotta piss. All right, everyone. Thank you for coming for Kirk's Big Gay Extravaganza. We obviously love Kirk, even though we pretend that we don't. And if you don't either, then go fuck yourself. Thanks for listening. I'm Erica.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Maggie.
And I'm Kirk. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Kirk's muscular back.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you for listening to Hellscape Carousel. If you like what you heard, leave a 5-star review, subscribe, and follow us on social media. Stay tuned for more episodes.